Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Before we get into the video, man, I want to give a quick shout out, quick word from our sponsor, BET Online. .ag. They sponsored his last video. They're back again. They're the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports teams. March Madness is going on right now. There's a lot of upsets. Is your bracket busted 10 or is it still perfect?
It's still perfect.
Okay.
I don't make mistakes. I'm the only perfect bracket left.
Nah, me and you are the only perfect brackets left.
Yeah.
But, you know, most people can't be like us, so make sure y'all go and place y'all's bets. You know, you might want to put a couple upsets here and there. It's the year of the upsets, so go do that. But, nah, if y'all are putting y'all's bets, make sure to use BET Online. Head to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's betonline.ag. Now let's get into it.
What's up, guys? We're back with another video on Chum Chat. We got a very special guest, the boy, Brennan Aronson, doing big things over in Austria. You see it, we see it, all over the media. How you doing, Brennan?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. John, how you doing? Look like you got a haircut. It's good to hear.
I got a haircut. I'm back to the curly ways. I mean, I see Brennan, little curls popping out. I don't know. We can be curly brothers, but yeah, it's finally getting back to my old ways, so it feels good.
Yes, sir. It's been like, what, 4 or 5 years since you got a haircut?
All right, chill. It's been like a couple months. I needed to fade, that's all, but.
Nah, it looked like a couple years, my bad.
Yeah. I know you're not talking with that haircut. But anyways.
Hey, look at I'm looking fresh, bro. What are you talking about?
You're all right. Never mind. Let's not get into that. Anyway, Bren. Last time we spoke, you were still at Philly. This time, Salzburg. What are the biggest differences in between the two? I mean, I'm pretty sure there are quite a few.
Yeah. I would say the biggest thing between the teams and the leagues is the physicality here. I think that's what a lot of people say is the physicality in Europe and especially in Austria. There's a lot of bigger guys here. It's faster, you know, like everybody's a little bit cleaner on the ball and it's stronger, you know. And I think that's the biggest thing for me is kind of adapting to the physicality here.
At Philly, were you – I'm not going to lie. I didn't watch like many MLS games in general, but I thought you were like a 10, no, naturally?
Yeah.
But here you're playing a little bit more on the wing, right?
Yeah.
Is that weird or is it?
No, it's actually not weird. I feel really comfortable with coming off the wing sometimes, like coming into the midfield off the wing, kind of like playing like an inverted 10, we say here. So like it's all off of like an inverted winger, like you're saying, but what we call it here is a 10, like back home. It's a 10, but it's more of like a winger, like if you'd say back home. But I really enjoy playing it because I like coming in off the wing and I think that you can get separation from like the wing back and being in the center mid, you're constantly getting followed around by like a six or like another center mid. So I think I have a little bit more freedom kind of coming off the wing and it's really nice.
I like to hear that because even like when I feel like you have space and time, like when you played against, I don't know how to pronounce Brandon and Taylor Booth's team, like Seampole or something, but you just make it look easy. Like when that goal you scored, I was like, you just made it look so easy. It was like, what are these guys? They're not even defending. You just cut inside, bang, goal. And I feel like when you have that, like when you have that confidence, like nobody can defend you, bro. Like you feel the same or no?
Yeah. Well, thanks. First of all, I mean, that means a lot, but I think that, yeah, I mean, when you have confidence and I'm confident with my teammates, you know, and I think the biggest difference is I'm not saying Philly was different in that way, but I think my teammates are finding me in really good spots now, you know? And I mean, listen, we're we're playing really good this year. We're beating teams by a good amount, and we're playing really good this year. And I think that gives me a lot of chances too, where at Philly, we weren't always the best team going into games, and it was harder to create more chances. But now I feel like as a team, we're creating more chances, and I'm being more part of them. And I think I'm getting more and more confident in the final third and making that last decision. And the one thing that was on my mind, that goal, is I'm just going to cut in and shoot. And that's something I've been working on.
Right. That's two goals now in which you do a little stutter, you cut in, find the far corner. Okay. So you becoming a little bit of a trademark Brendan Aaronson goal. But now we actually recently spoke to TB Taylor Booth, who you played this weekend, scored a nice banger as well. And Brandon, and I peeped the picture where you and Brandon are going shoulder to shoulder. I just want to know who won that. I don't know who won that ball.
I tried getting a foul out of it, to be fair. I just wanted to slow the game down, and I fell. He bodied me. I'm not going to lie, but not.
Was there any pressure that came with getting the number 11, or were you just like, ah, it's calm?
Honestly, I mean, when I saw 11, there was a few higher numbers, but you have one career, you know, and you should go for the number that people will see, and you can kind of get a name for yourself out of it. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take 11. I haven't thought about it differently, you know?
It looks good on you. I'm not going to lie. It looks good on you.
I like to hear
that. What was your number at Philly? Like 20-something, right?
22.
Okay.
That's a good number. I like a little 22.
I like 22 a lot too, though, but there 22 was taken, but 11 was for sure the number one for me.
So talk about your first goal. Obviously, crazy first goal. Like, let's just say that. But no, explain what was going through your head, like, when after you scored. Like, it's a big moment, no?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, it's always great to get into a club, and then, I mean, I've been getting time off the start of it, which has been great, you know. And I think that I want to thank like my teammates and my coaches. Like, Jesse's been fantastic from me being here from the start. And yeah, we're both American, but he treats everybody the same, you know. He doesn't want to be like that. And he's been great with me. The assistant coaches have been, and the players on the team have just shown a lot of confidence in me. And I think that's really helped. And on that first goal, what kind of just went through my mind was like, I mean, I have no other option, so might as well try to just do something with it, you know? So I just took the guy 1v1 and just cut inside again, and then just looked far post. And I just kind of floated it, you know, just seeing what would happen.
Banger. What a banger.
We'll see if we can edit it in there so people can see if they haven't seen it yet. But what I noticed, if I remember correctly, it was like you kind of did like a little bit of a hezzy, like you stuttered. It was kind of like you were trying to, like, you could tell that you were thinking about what to do with it. So you were stuttering and like faking, and then you found the little pocket and you found the back corner. So it was nice. But let's talk about what was not nice. That knee slide, though.
Oh, yeah, that was.
My knees were messed up for like the next like week, bro. I had just like brush burns all over my knees from that slide.
But didn't you like somersault into it?
I had a good recovery though, because I did a somersault after that.
You saved it. And your teammates were there to hug you too. So that was calm. That's calm. Yeah. We'll forgive you. But yeah, are you settled in? Are you like in your apartment now, or house, or whatever?
I'm in my apartment now. I'm all settled down finally. That's the worst part, and I think you know that for sure. Being in Portugal is settling down, getting everything figured out, the banking side of things, like. Getting furniture. I had my parents here, so that was such a big help having them here. Having them, basically, they were doing all the work, moving stuff in with the movers and like telling them what to do, because I wasn't here. We had Europa League games. We were traveling a lot, like in Austria too. So it was a tough time for me to settle down and I'll do all that stuff. But finally settled down. I love my place. I love the area that I'm in. I'm really happy.
They got you a whip or what?
Yeah, they give us cars here. So it's an Audi, but it's has like the car, it has the Red Bull symbol going across it. So it's like, it's a really nice car. I really, really like it. But then it's just a huge Red Bull symbol going across it, you know? So like, you can't have any like privacy while driving around the city, because everybody knows you're a Red Bull player if you're driving that.
That's actually funny that you mentioned that, because one of the things that I wanted to touch on today, and I thought about it today, was if getting recognized has been more of like, more common now.
Honestly, I know Salzburg isn't the best isn't the like most hype soccer city, you know, and I think that that's something like just like kind of like home, you know, everybody's like that at home. It's more of like a theater. They love the music scene here, and they still do know soccer here, but it is more than Philadelphia, but it's definitely like around the same. I've got stopped a few times, but really kind of like Philadelphia, you know.
That's calm. I like that.
I like that a lot, you know, like I can just go walk around, have a good time, like not having, like, it's not like I don't mind doing autographs and autographs and stuff like that. I like being to myself. I like having family around, just kind of doing my own thing and doing that kind of stuff. You know?
I feel you. Speaking of family and stuff, you said they were there, but have they left yet, or what's the scoop?
Yeah, so they left Thursdays ago, I think. So they were here for 10 days. And listen, they can't be here this long because they have my brother who's starting preseason now with the Philadelphia Union. They have my sister, and then we got a puppy. So they, that's tough, but they had to be home for them. But listen, it was just awesome having them out here, and they helped so much. So it was awesome.
Do you miss them a bunch, or I mean, you have a good relationship with them, obviously. Do you miss home?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I miss my girlfriend a ton. I miss my family a ton. That's definitely the hardest part. But thank God we have FaceTime nowadays, and I found this thing called Netflix Party where me and my girl can movies and do that. So it's like really nice.
Yeah. What's the plan with your girl? What's the plan? She coming to Salzburg soon or what? We want to take a quick moment to recognize our sponsors. Our newest sponsor, eBay. Whether rare, dead stock, or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for on eBay. I shop on eBay. I got some drip coming in. Super stoked for those Jordans I just ordered. But hey, and for all the sneakerheads out there, this is where y'all got to get y'all shoes, eBay. So go shop eBay, ebay.com/sneakers today. That's ebay.com/sneakers. The world's best destination for discovering great value and unique selection. Now back to the video.
She's probably going to come out probably May, I think, May 1st or 2nd. So hopefully she can come out then. It's just having to get done her exams and stuff like that. So, I mean, hopefully.
Right on.
You're actually making this kind of easy for us, because that's another topic we wanted to touch on, your girl. And I mean, it's funny because, you know, I was scrolling on TikTok one day, and I was on the For You page, and I was just scrolling, and I saw this TikTok, and I honestly didn't really pay much attention to it. And I was about to scroll, and I happened to look at the guy, and I was like, wait a second. And I looked, and then I was like, the angle of your face was kind of weird, so I wasn't sure if it was you. So I went in the comments, and one person confirmed it. And I was like, okay. So I knew I had to bring it up. It was that one TikTok where you're with your girl, and y'all do the thing where it's like you say like a vegetable or something, and you have to say it at the same time.
That was a funny video. That was a funny video. Listen, I'm not a big TikTok guy. I don't like making TikToks like that kind of thing, but. She's posted that, make me laugh, and I like doing it, so it's fun.
It went viral. It went super viral. So I was like, everyone's gushing over y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of wanted to recreate it here on Chump Chat. So we're gonna pick maybe four subjects, and then we're gonna go 3, 2, 1, and then we're gonna see if we can say the same thing. And if we go 3 for 4, then sorry, you might have to, you know, start dating the chumps. So we'll pick a few. Like, you want to do vegetable? Vegetable's good.
All right. Well, this is probably going to be a little bit of a lag, but just try to do your best to count down and say it.
All right. Vegetable. We'll do, we'll go with fruit. Then we'll go with, country. We'll go country since, you know, we're all separated. And then we'll go MLS team, but you can't say Philly or FC Dallas. All right.
Perfect. All right, you count down. So
we'll start with vegetable.
All right.
You got one in your head, right?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Carrot. Broccoli. Brandon, you said carrot?
I said broccoli.
You messed it up, Tan.
I was thinking broccoli, but I thought you were going to big Brandon and say carrot. All right. So we got one. That's one link. So that's good. That's good. Okay, now we're going fruit.
Fruit.
Everybody got a fruit. All right. I got a fruit. 3, 2, 1. Apple. Strawberry.
Bro, what? Tanner, you're lacking, bro. You're lacking, bro.
Yo, y'all are just like, okay, if y'all get this next one, country. You can't say the country you live in, so we can't say U.S. We can't say Portugal, and we can't say Austria. So you got to think of a country, all right?
Wait. Let's just knock out Mexico, because I don't want anyone to say anything, okay? So knock out Mexico, too.
No Mexico. Yeah, I'm in Mexico right now. No Mexico. All right. Y'all ready? 3, 2, 1.
England.
Oh!
Yo, that's a fire one. Okay. I'm doing it here. This is crazy. I mean, we set up a bunch of countries. Okay. Last one. MLS teams. We can't be saying Philly and we can't be saying FC Dallas. All right.
Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Galaxy.
Seattle.
Yo!
Oh, all right, you have it here, folks. Brendan and Johan are a new couple. I'm sorry, Brendan, your girl.
Hey, I need to play with Brendan, bro. You already know.
Yo,
we got
the links. The spot. Wow, wow, that is real. That is actually crazy.
Crazy, dude. Four. Damn.
We might have to post this on TikTok. We might have to just start a TikTok and post it. That is crazy.
That is crazy.
4 out of 4 for Johan and Brendan. That is nuts. That is nuts.
That is insane. All right. That was a good idea, Tan. That was a good idea.
That's crazy.
Nah, but for real.
Shut up for work. I don't say anymore.
Wow, you're lagging out a bit, Tan. You're lagging out. What'd you say?
Nah, I'm just at a loss for words.
All right. Yo, Brendan.
Yeah.
You're sponsored by Nike, right?
Yeah.
So we were talking to TB, and I don't know if you follow TB on Instagram. You know, he's kind of like, you know, he likes his drip, he likes his fashion, he likes all that stuff. Yeah. We talked a little bit about that. You seem like a simple guy, but you know, you have a couple pieces in your closet that, you know, you don't mind flexing. Like what is that looking like?
I'm dude, clothing for me is just, I don't have any type of drip, bro. I'm just not like that. You know, I just wear my shirt, my sweatpants. I show up to train every single day and I go home. You know, there's no need to look drippy. But for me, the one shoes that I have are Nike Sakais that are my favorite. Like, they're like my babies. I love those. I mean, you can wear them with really anything, and I love the way they look. I want to try to get another pair of them because I like them so much. But yeah, with clothing, bro, I just don't have anything that's like crazy. Like, I would wear out, like, you know what I mean? But yeah, I mean, clothing's not for me like that.
What colorway?
What colorway?
They're like red, blue, and white.
Okay.
You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, I got you. John, you don't know?
I was thinking of like the red, yellow, those, you know? Like the
They're similar. They're similar, but they just red and blue.
Yeah, red and blue. And then they have like a little white on the bottom.
Those are fire. Okay. I have the all white ones. Definitely trying to up my Sakai levels on there. Cause I'm trying to get the Sakai Blazers. I'm trying to get in the Blazer. I'm trying out a pair, but we'll see what happens.
Off the pitch, you might be a casual, but on the pitch, you kind of got your look now that you're playing more, a little bit more in the cold. Well, Philly's pretty cold, but I peeped. Yeah. You got the headband, looks clean. You've been wearing the long sleeve with the gloves. Yeah. Is that a new character? You know, Henri with the gloves was dangerous. you know, long sleeve Henri was dangerous. Is that your look? The long sleeve with the gloves or what?
Honestly, I'm just dumb cold out there sometimes, bro. It's brick, bro. It's so cold here. But I mean, the gloves, I've always liked wearing gloves my entire life. But for me, I like the look of just the short sleeve with the Under Armour always. I've been a huge fan of that. And I think that looks always pretty cool. And the hairband too. I've been wearing that my entire life. So
what's the weirdest thing about Austria?
Weirdest thing? Bro, they have a dialect here compared to German. Like, they speak like Deutsch, but it's a dialect. And it's like when some guys are talking, like the Austrians are talking at my club, oh my God, you can't understand anything that they're saying. Nothing. Now I'm starting to like understand German more and more since I take classes and I've been around it like for like 2 months now, 2.5 months. But when they talk, I don't understand anything. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I couldn't imagine having to learn a whole new language and then having other people talk some weird.
Yeah, no, it's like
some weirdness.
Like slang, you know, but it's just like it's dialect, and it's crazy how hard it is to understand what they're saying.
I'm sure, bro. Like, I'm sure it's even harder than German. Like, I remember when I was in Germany, man, I felt so lost when people were speaking German around me. I was just like, my only hope when someone would approach me and speak in German, I would just ask them if they speak English. In German, it's like the only phrase I knew. And thank God most of them spoke English. So yeah, it was all right. It was calm. Do your teammates all speak English? Most of them?
Yeah, which is great, you know. But like, of course, they're gonna talk. Like, if there's 6 of them at a table and all 5 of them except for me, they're all gonna talk German, you know. Like, it's just how it is. But and then when they talk that, I just have no clue what they're talking about, and I'll be trying to follow along, you know. But when they talk that, I just have no idea. So I just eat my food, I say to myself, maybe ask some questions about what they're talking about, but that's it.
Bro, I feel your pain. Sometimes you just have to just kind of like eat your food, just be quiet. Just, yeah, I don't even know what to do sometimes.
Yeah, that's what I do.
But yeah, I mean, you were here last time we asked you about it, but you know, our signature question, just kind of re-answer it in your own. Maybe it's changed. I don't know if it's changed or not, but you know,
we'll see.
How do you define success, and do you think you've achieved it now? I think you've achieved in most people's eyes a little bit more success now, but you know, it's all your opinion. And yeah.
Yeah. When I think of success, I think of like, I mean, a football player like wins tons and tons of trophies over their career. You know, success isn't defined in when you're 20 years old, you know, and like you're doing well at the time, but success is when you're done your career and you had a successful career by winning trophies, playing in a top league in Europe and winning trophies there, and then being a big time player. That's what I think of being a successful player and having success.
Good answer. We expect to see it. You know, it's nothing crazy. I mean, you're going to get there, you're going to reach your potential, and that's what's going to happen. You're going to be a successful player, no doubt. And it's only going to get better since you've been on Chum Chat. You know, things happen. Like you saw, he came on Chum Chat, went to Salzburg, scores goals, and now he's going to be on Chum Chat again. And, you know, this year's got a lot of things coming, you know, got a lot of games, a lot of opportunities, and my man steps up to the plate. So,
how many trophies are y'all up for this year?
So, two now, since we just dropped out of Europa League to Villarreal. So, we have two now. We have the Cup final, which is like the FA Cup of England, but of Austria. And that is May 1st. And then we have the league goes until like May, I want to say, and we're in first place for that. I think we're like 5 points ahead now. So it's looking good for both. We're in the finals for the cup. So hopefully win two, you know, and we'll go back trophies for 4 years in a row, I think. So,
wow.
Salzburg is typically a Champions League team. Obviously you jumped right into Europa League. Does Europa League have an anthem?
Yeah, it does have an anthem, but I honestly, like, I don't know about you guys, but I never watched Europa League like that in the past. Like when I was younger, I was always just watched Champions League and then league.
Yeah.
Cause then I thought of Europa League being that huge of a thing, you know, but now being a part of it and seeing the level there, it's crazy. And I mean, I've been watching over the past couple of years now, but it's really good.
Now
it's high level.
Yeah.
Thanks for that insightful comment, Tanner. But now going into Champions.
I like your haircut.
Appreciate it. Now going into Champions next year, hopefully, fingers crossed, and hopefully things are back to normal with fans and everything. You think what do you think you're gonna be feeling when you're on that line and you're hearing the anthem and they sing the Champions part? You think you're gonna get a little bit of goosebumps? You know, you're gonna get those tingles.
I mean, yeah. I mean, first of all, we need to get into Champions League. You know, and if we win the league here, we still have to play a qualification match to get in. We play one home and away. So I think that's what we have to do that to get in. But I mean, yeah, I mean, that's every kid's dream. And I know it's your guys' dream to play in Champions League. Hearing that anthem just brings you goosebumps. And for me, it's just something that hopefully I can be a part of. And I'd be, yeah, for sure, get goosebumps.
Yeah, that's a crazy anthem, man, bro.
Yeah.
Oof, sure. Just thinking about it, bro. That shit's crazy. Let me ask you a quick question, though.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead, Sam.
So we're talking about the U.S. men's national team. I think you're going to be a part of it. What do you see this year for you? Obviously, we got World Cup qualifying. They got Gold Cup. They got Nations League. Have you gotten any word from Greg or the staff about what you'll be a part of if able to?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't. Greg's congratulated me on a few of the performances that I've had so far. I had good contact with the assistant coach and stuff like that. But for me, I think it's just keep doing what I'm doing on the club level. And then I think that the international level will come, you know. I think that for me, it's doing the best I can for Red Bull Salzburg and then getting my chance with the national team, which is always an honor. And for sure, I want to be a part of the national team in the future because I think that there's so much potential. And you guys see that too, of all the guys that are even playing in the best European leagues in the world and guys that are playing week in, week out in MLS and all that kind of stuff, you know. And it's crazy to see all the young players nowadays, but for sure, I want to be a part of the national team, and that's been a dream of mine my entire life.
For sure, yeah. They got games coming up in what, end of this month or next month?
Yeah, I think it's end of this month, yeah.
Big time games coming up. Obviously, friendlies. We're hoping to get some real matches soon, but I think you'll be a part of it. But that's it for me. I was just going to ask if he had the scoop, but man, he's just focused on Salzburg like he should be. So,
yes, sir.
You want to do it? You want to do a little outro, Johan, or what were we thinking?
Yeah, I'll bless him. I'll bless him with a little outro real quick. Before we go, we always ask our guests. I don't know if we asked you last time. I don't remember. But who do you want to see on Jump Chat next?
I'm just going to throw out a name. I don't know if you guys have had any yet, but Josh Sargent.
All right, that's a good show. We actually haven't even talked about that.
Okay.
I like that.
Josh Sargent. We like that. Okay. Josh Sargent, if you're listening, bro, you heard it from Brendan. We want you on Jump Chat. Be a great episode. I think the fans would love it. So we'll contact you and we'll make it happen like we do.
All right. Yes, sir. I appreciate it, Brendan. I'm a blessing with a quick outro, like I said. But thank you guys for watching once again. Fire episode with Brendan. I think, you know, after this episode, there's a lot of things to take from it. A lot of life lessons to be learned. Obviously, we now know that me and Brendan have 1,000 chemistry. And we'll just make sure y'all go like, share, and subscribe. Go share this with y'all's friends. And we'll see y'all next week. Go find your success.
2Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.